The future of the Katter Australia Party is uncertain following its poor showing in the federal election. The founder of the party, Bob Katter himself, had a fight on his hand on election night to hold on to his once safe seat of Kennedy in far north Queensland, with a swing to the LNP of almost 16%. His fledgling party managed to garner only 1% of the lower house vote nationally. Most of what might be seen as a protest vote in Saturday's election was captured by the Palmer United Party. With Katter's Australia Party falling far short of expectations, there are doubts about its future. Cathy Van Exstel has more.
On election night, Mr. Katter blamed the swing against him and the poor national vote on Clive Palmer's deep pockets and massive disorganisation within his party. But Bob Katter's chief criticism is directed at an LNP advertising campaign linking him to Labor.
It means grim days, there's no doubt about that, and I want to resolve from that fact.
In his first interview since the poll, Bob Katter has told ABC TV he's struggling to come to terms with the result, but he says it's not the end.
Just because we took a hiding, it's a measure of our resilience, our determination and our rightness that we will continue.
There are questions, however, about how Katter's Australia Party can survive in what's become a crowded market for the protest vote. The Queensland parliamentary leader, Ray Hopper, is lobbying for a coalition with the Palmer United Party and independents.
I had lunch with Clive only 2 weeks ago, and I will be meeting with Clive again in the very near future to talk along these lines. I've already talked with the MPs that are involved. There's five of us that would be involved in that, and each one of them is very much on side along those lines.
But one disaffected former Katter Party member and state candidate, Peter Pike, doesn't believe KAP has a future. The former Labor state MP says he isn't surprised by the swing against the veteran politician in Kennedy.
Bob's exposed himself in a way that when he became the leader of a party, he placed himself under national scrutiny, and I think that that hasn't done him a service, and naturally he's aroused the ire of the LNP.
There were big expectations for Katter's Australia Party ahead of the federal election, after the party managed to attract around 11% of the vote when it debuted in last year's Queensland state poll. But since then, it's struggled with internal dissent over social issues, particularly gay rights. There have been walkouts and sackings and questions over whether a party structure is compatible with Bob Katter's style. Mr. Pike says the party wasn't in a strong position going into the federal campaign.
I would be inclined to think that they'd run out of money, run out of administrative support, run out of hopefuls, and in my opinion, completely wasted enormous potential and enormous goodwill to a third force in Australian politics, which is now being garnered by the Clive Palmer United Party.
What sort of future then do you see for the Katter Australia Party?
I don't think the Katter Australia Party has any future. I would expect that the demise of the Katter Australia Party is near.
Just what kind of future Katter Australia Party has could be decided within the next few weeks, according to former Katter Australia Party president Roel Walton, one of the largest wheat farmers in Australia and a long-time friend of Bob Katter. Despite being at the centre of last year's internal struggle in which he says he was unconstitutionally removed, Mr. Walton stood as a candidate in the safe LNP seat of Maranoa in Western Queensland, attracting around 5% of the vote on Saturday.
People feel a bit damaged at this point in time, which is quite natural, but we still have a MP in Canberra, and we still have state MPs operating, and we still have the hopes of a fair bunch of people around about the place who think that, you know, a completely blue or a completely red country is something that people are not really comfortable with.
So you have optimism for the future of the Katter Australia Party?
Oh, I think that we'll all have to reflect a little bit about the KAP in particular and think about how we move forward. It may well be that we consider doing some other things, but I would want to talk to a lot of people about that before we took those decisions.
What sort of other things?
You know, it's possible that we might want to maybe form a coalition or even amalgamate with one or another of a number of different parties that are around about the place.
Given the strength of the Palmer United Party vote in this election, does that mean that the Katter Australia Party as an individual entity is a spent force?
I wouldn't want to tip a bucket of water on it straight up and down, but everybody would recognise that the vote that was available found its way to Palmer's party. And the result is that we have to reflect on which direction we take in the future. What I can tell you is that the people that I've spoken to are considering what we do in the future, and we'll let things settle out a little bit and see. We'll make sure, firstly, of course, that Bob Katter does succeed in his electorate and win his seat, and then we'll reconsider where we go from there.
Bob Katter is a very strong brand, and the party is named around that brand, but is he suited to a political party?
Bob likes to micromanage things just a little bit more than you can do with the jobs that he's got to do. It's a fair comment for him to reflect on his ability to do all the things that need to be done. And maybe you're dead right. He's not really suited to that kind of management. You know, he's tested it and proven that, you know, this is beyond his job description. And it's impossible to do everything. You know, people have got to realise that you've got to be part of a team. And if you're not prepared to be part of a team, you just want to run one show, then, yeah, maybe you do need to be an independent.
You're a long-term friend of Bob Katter. Have you spoken to him since the election?
Oh, yes, I have, yeah.
And what did he say to you?
I'm sure that Bob's hurting at the moment and not even certain whether he's going to win his very own seat. But, you know, our conversation was more about what we might do in the future.
Are we talking effectively about the end of the Katter Australia Party experiment?
No, I wouldn't finish it yet. But it may well be that that's the view that people come to. There's no way, Cathy, that I would want to pretend to be any more than just a single person sitting out here in the bush. And there are lots and lots of other people who have got a view about that.
And would that be Bob Katter's call?
There will be a meeting along the way here somewhere. People will express their views and make decisions. And what follows from that is that people will either go en masse or else they will decide to stay. And I think people will make up their own minds what they do. It'll depend a little bit on how Palmer sets up his machine and whether or not it's open for people to come join.
How far down the track would you expect that to be?
I wouldn't think it should be any more than a couple of weeks.
And that's when decisions will be made about the future?
It is my view that that's when decisions will be made about the future.
That's Roel Walton, former Katter's Australia Party president and longtime friend and confidant of Bob Katter. And RM Breakfast unsuccessfully sought comment from both Bob Katter and Clive Palmer for this story. Roel Walton did mention there that Bob Katter is still fighting in his seat of Kennedy. Kennedy seems to be decided now. It seems as though Bob Katter will remain the member for Kennedy. The latest count is 3,800 votes ahead, and it's not listed on the AEC votes of undecided seats at this moment.